From the newsroom, I'm Peter Killeen. PG&E meteorologists forecasting a major winter storm to impact much of the service area this week. The event will include strong southerly winds, heavy rain, heavy mountain snow, thunderstorms, and cold temps. The storm has the potential to produce customer outages, but is not a public safety power shutoff event. PG&E encouraging customers to have a plan, prepare for power outages, such as have flashlights, radios, fresh batteries, ready to go. If you have a telephone system that requires electricity to work, like a cordless phone or answering machine, plan to have a standard telephone or cell phone ready as a backup. You can freeze plastic containers filled with water to make blocks of ice to put in your refrigerator or freezer. If you have a standby generator, make sure it's installed safely and inform PG&E to avoid risk damaging to your property and endangering PG&E workers. Find out more on the website pge.com/generator. Humboldt County Public Works says Centerville Road at Centerville Beach could possibly close due to high surf between Tuesday midday through Wednesday morning. For more information and road closure updates, visit the Humboldt County Public Works Roads website. Two vehicles involved in an accident in Eureka this morning ended up in the front shrubs of an apartment building. In all, the crash involved four vehicles and happened near the intersection of Buhner and H Streets. Two drivers were injured in the collision. Two other vehicles involved were not damaged. Also, it appears the structural integrity of the building is intact. It's unknown who's at fault or what charges may be filed. Arcata Police Department has received a $31,000 grant from the California Department of Alcoholic Beverage Control. The department is using the funds toward education and prevention programs, as well as enforcement operations throughout the community in an effort to reduce alcohol-related violations. Primarily, the focus is on the furnishing of alcohol to minors, minors in possession of alcohol, licensee education and compliance, serving overly intoxicated patrons, and drug activity on or near licensed premises. The first of its kind training in Humboldt County took place last week in Eureka. Local law enforcement agencies provided the opportunity to develop resilience and wellness skills. In the sometimes stressful and traumatic careers that they're in, 44 emergency responders took part in the training, which emphasizes mindfulness-based strategies designed to increase self-awareness, self-regulation, and situational awareness as ways to keep officers safe. With news, I'm Peter Killeen.